Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off another week here. You can bring up absolutely anything, as always. Our number is open for you, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up here tonight, Los Angeles police ignore a robbery in progress in favor of playing video games. Plus, what happens when you ask Alexa for a challenge? What does Alexa tell you to do? Bonnie's got a story about that. But to start things out, we do have a quick update on the tennis star, Novak Djokovic, who's apparently the number one tennis star in the world. I don't follow tennis. I don't tend to follow sports at all, but that's who this guy is.
That's the one with the goalies, right?
The goalies?
Yeah.
That's a joke, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No. I don't know. I guess technically in tennis, wouldn't like both players
be the goalie?
Yeah.
I guess.
Guarding their own side.
Yeah. Djokovic is back.
The net's in the wrong place.
He's out of the detention facility. They had taken this guy. He had tried to go into Australia for the Australian Open, which he's played in some number of times. He was the number one champ there, I guess, last year. So he's returning to defend his title.
Okay.
And they stopped him and they said, you got to be vaccinated or you have to show us that you are exempt medically. And the government guys did not accept whatever it was that he said.
Of course they didn't. It's Australia.
They went ahead and said, well, you're not going to be able to be let in, so there, you know, so there. And he said, well, I'm challenging this. And he said, okay, well, you can stay here in this hotel, which is actually a detention facility run by, I presume, the state, because they're feeding people food, apparently, with maggots crawling
through
it.
Oh, my God.
So this was the report about the maggots came from previous. So it wasn't Djokovic who got the maggot food, but it's a immigration detention facility. It used to be like a four-star hotel. Not anymore.
Not under government care.
Not under government. Right. So they hold immigrant detainees at this hotel, apparently, and that's where they're keeping him. So we were just kind of reading about this particular facility and what people were, protesting about it.
At that point, I would just be like, okay, let me go back to wherever I came from because I'm not staying in this hotel. And I just think that anybody who was paying attention would still be like, okay, Novak Djokovic hasn't been challenged today. He's still the best tennis player because they decided to play some kind of open in Australia where it's locked down where nobody can go. So,
well, the other players that are vaccinated are obviously going to be there. But
yeah, but they're not playing against him, so it's not an insult to him. What do you mean?
He has to defend his title.
I'm just saying I wouldn't feel like I had to defend my title. Put it somewhere else. If you want Novak Djokovic to play, then you're going to have to get it out of Australia.
Something similar to that actually happened in the chess world back in like the early 2000s or the late 90s or something when Garry Kasparov was champion. He was like, hey, this whole organization, I think it was FIDE, I don't remember now because it's been 20 years since I cared about it that much. He was like, this whole organization is corrupt and I'm not defending my title anymore, so I'm creating this new organization.
He made a competing organization.
Yeah, and he took his world championship with him to the degree that he never actually had to defend it within their little tournament rules or whatever.
Well, I mean, to your point, Bonnie, I don't think they can take the Australian Open out of Australia. I mean, that's kind of their thing, I guess, there. So, given that he wants to defend his title, he went, and, he's rich, right? He's a winner, so he's probably got plenty of attorneys who are willing to help him out.
Sure.
And they fought this thing, and apparently, according to the Associated Press, he's won his legal battle to stay in Australia and play the Australian Open after his exemption from strict coronavirus vaccine rules was questioned, but the government is still threatening to cancel his visa and deport him. So just because he's won this step in the game doesn't mean that there aren't a bunch of angry bureaucrats who are mad that the courts ruled against them and are going to extract whatever kind of vengeance they can against this guy.
I just feel like he shouldn't be, like, rewarding Australia with
his presence.
Yeah, his presence.
Yeah, no, I agree. I get
where
you're coming
from. People get
to
go to a game I assume people are allowed to leave the house and go to the game.
Well, only if you're vaccinated, I presume.
Okay, the vaccinated people get to go to a game and see him just because he, you know, decided to fight it instead of saying, nope, you guys can, if you're going to do this to me, I'm leaving.
Yeah, that would definitely be the principled, strong position to take. We don't know this person. I don't think he's spoken publicly about this at this point, so we don't know what his motivations are.
No, but I mean, if he's one of the top tennis players in the world, then why does the dude need to be vaccinated against a cold, you know?
Right, so he'll probably pull through it.
I suspect that's probably where he's coming from. He's like, hey, I'm in great physical shape. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm not going to die of this thing, so why should I have to get this injection?
And to be fair, I can't put myself in the mindset of caring that much about sports, so I guess to people that care that much.
Well, I don't care about sports, but this is interesting because it's Australia, and we've been following along with what the tyranny has been on the rise.
As much as Djokovic cares to go defend his title, I would just say, as far as I'm concerned, I'm the champion until someone comes to somewhere where people are allowed to beat me.
Right, where I'm allowed to be.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
That would be the principled position to take, but you can't expect sports stars to be particularly principled. Yeah, I presume they are in it for whatever kind of glory. I don't know if it's the money as well. But the unvaccinated tennis star was released after being confined to an immigration hotel for 4 nights. Federal Circuit Court Judge Anthony Kelly reinstated Djokovic's visa, which was pulled after his arrival last week because officials said he didn't qualify for an exemption to a rule that all non-citizens be fully vaccinated. Djokovic's lawyers say that since he recently recovered from COVID-19, he doesn't need to be inoculated. And there's plenty of doctors who will point out that if you have actually beaten COVID-19, then you don't want the vaccine. Because it has actually, especially if you're a male, more likely to trigger side effects, like dangerous myocarditis, heart attack kind of side effects. And that's one of the things that the Robert Malone guy said in the interview with Joe Rogan. He said there's over 140 studies that have been done that show clearly it is dangerous to get the vaccine after you've already beaten COVID-19.
You don't do that with any other disease.
No. The judge ruled that Djokovic had not been given enough time to speak to his lawyers before the decision was made and ordered the government to release him from the Melbourne quarantine hotel where he was held. So it sounds like it was a technicality that got him out of this. But government lawyer Christopher Tran told the judge the immigration minister will, quote, consider whether to exercise a personal power of cancellation, unquote.
Yeah, Australia has no constitution or anything, or Bill of Rights or anything, right? So the Australian government can just do whatever it wants.
I mean, our government gang here can do what they want.
That's true.
They do have to, like, play as though they've got this constitution, you know, over top of them. But you're right, in Australia, they don't even have that. And so basically, you know, they're just pointing out, okay, well, we didn't get you with this little trick of our vaccine mandate, so now we're just going to exercise our bureaucratic power. You know, they haven't done it yet, but they're threatening to. Like, we're going to show you, Djokovic. How dare you?
When is the Australian Open that he's there for?
I know last week they said it was in less than 10 days, so I'm going to guess it's coming up this weekend. That's just my guess.
Well, at least he had time to, you know, get there, fight the government, and hopefully compete in this thing.
The back and forth has caused a furor in Australia.
But I'm confused now. The article suggests he's not a non-citizen, so why would he be competing in the...
He is a non-citizen.
So why would he be competing in the Australian Open? What?
Tennis has the... They do this. Like, the stars go all over the world. So it's not like football, where there's the NFL and only people in the U.S. are playing, and they just play inside the United States. Tennis stars go all over the place.
He's Serbian, right? From Serbia?
I think so. Something like that. Okay. Yeah, Serbia. So, the only reason I know this is because when I grew up, my mom was a tennis fan, so I've seen quite a bit of tennis being played, and they play all over the world, and the stars fly all over for it.
Tennis rules confuse me. But, like, the extent of my knowledge about tennis comes from, like, Mario Tennis, I'm not an expert.
I just like the noise when a tennis ball hits the ground.
Many initially decried the news that Djokovic, who'd been a vocal skeptic of vaccines, so I guess he has spoken out against them, had received an exemption to strict rules to compete in Melbourne. Many felt that he, whose court documents say is not inoculated, was being given special treatment, since Australians who aren't vaccinated face tough travel and quarantine restrictions. And ultimately, that is the most important thing to point out here is, this guy is absolutely getting special treatment.
Yeah.
He's a star.
He's also got attorneys.
Yep.
Yeah. Australia won't.
And that makes a difference. The number here is 603-283-6160. Meanwhile, people in the Northern Territories are on a lockdown. If you're unvaccinated, you cannot leave your house. You can't even leave for exercise. There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us and share your thoughts. We'll go to China.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
And Bitcoin.com is a great source to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And you can just click on Get Started at the top of the page over at Bitcoin.com, and you'll find some introductory videos there where you'll learn some of the basics, because there is a little bit of a learning curve. You know, you do have to get your mind wrapped around some new concepts like decentralization. You don't have to know how cryptocurrency works, though, to know that it works well, that it does what it says it's going to do, and that is it allows you to transfer value from one human to another across the planet within a matter of moments.
So, yeah, I don't fully understand how it works either.
Yeah, I'm not a cryptographer.
Yeah,
you know, I could not begin to process whatever mathematics are involved in securing this particular network. But I am certain that it's secure, and one of the reasons why I'm certain it's secure is because it's open source. And when something is open source, as far as its code is available to the entire world for auditing purposes, people can, whoever has the, you know, the coding chops can look at it, and they can dig in as deep as they want to and see if there's any nasty backdoors.
Nobody has hacked
anything
it.
Like that. Yeah, no one has successfully hacked Bitcoin.
Not nobody, our co-host, but no one.
And by the way, we do have a nobody quote coming up here tonight as well. One of the haters in the YouTube chat calling himself Bitcoin is a scam, of course, pointing out that Bitcoin's price has been falling as though, you know, as though that means something.
It means it's on sale.
Yeah. I mean, all you got to do is look at the history of Bitcoin, and you can see that there's a series of peaks and, you know, dips and peaks and dips, and we're in one of those dips right now.
Yeah, 2 years ago, it was, what, like $7,000 around this point? And last year, I don't remember what it was at, but...
Last year, I think it probably was maybe around here, maybe
a
little higher.
It was lower, and I only know because Captain said he was feeling kind of bad, so he looked at what it was a year ago, and it was like 25% lower, so then he felt a lot better.
But well, I mean, this thing, it goes up and down.
Yeah.
I'm confident that it's going to reverse this trajectory and climb back up to a new all-time high, because that's what Bitcoin does. It always reaches a new all-time high, and then it always drops back down.
Yeah, yeah. In the summer, it got down to, I'm pretty sure, the 20,000s, if not below 30,000s, and then it reached an all-time high in, I think, November of 60,000.
Yeah, it was around $68,000. I'm actually looking at a three-month chart here on the handy Bitcoin ticker widget app for Android, which is very, very handy. So I can just hit 3 month in 1 year. And 3 months ago, or it's right now, it's down 26% from where it was 3 months ago.
Which it is painful to hear that.
Yeah, it's a big drop.
Even though it doesn't mean anything to me at the moment, just because I value the ideas of cryptocurrency and I want Bitcoin to be successful, it's unfortunate to hear.
And compared to a year ago, it's up 20%. However, a year ago, we're probably just a few weeks away from that first big jump up where it ran up to around $60,000 in like February, March range last year. So it would be down from that. But so last year was a bit of a roller coaster ride. I mean, it was way up and then it was down and then it was way up again. And if you can't handle that kind of stuff, then you just stay with a dollar and you can be assured that you will lose value over time.
Yeah.
Day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year, that the value of the dollar is going to continue to decline. You can rest assured with that.
Whereas Bitcoin probably, well, I'm going to say probably, but has at least the possibility of gaining value. The USD is guaranteed to lose value.
Yeah, and that's just their policy. That's the money, you know, the monetary policy of central banks. So whether you want to comment on that or whatever's on your mind, plus I think you actually have a story, Ari, about Bitcoin here tonight. I don't know if you want to pull that up since we're kind of talking about it. There's a hate piece in the mainstream media because whenever Bitcoin starts to dip, whenever Bitcoin's price goes down from an all-time high, which it always has to. I mean, there's no way Bitcoin can always go up, right? Like, at some point, somebody's going to take what they call take profits. They bought in at whatever, you know, 20,000, and then they sell at 60,000, and then if they've got a whole lot of it, it might push the price down a little bit. Or if a bunch of people sell at that level, it might push the price down a little bit. But then other people who've been waiting for the opportunity to buy at a lower price snatch it up. And once again, the price starts going back up again. But that doesn't stop the mainstream media from, you know, dragging out the same old dead horse and beating it once again about how Bitcoin is on the way out.
Yeah, that's what got my attention about this article, was just the stupidity of the headline, Bitcoin is off to its worst annual start since the dawn of cryptocurrency.
So like a little more than a decade ago?
Yeah, when it was essentially worthless. They're saying that it's doing worse than it was when it was worthless.
And also just, that's a very long history. So like, the worst that's ever been for hundreds of years, cryptocurrency only got invented a little more than a decade ago.
Yeah, what are we, 10 days into the new year? And I love how the mainstream media tries to paint Bitcoin as though it has some sort of a start time. Like, okay, ready? Go! Okay, annual start. Starting when? What? Midnight Eastern Time on...
I'm assuming so.
This, you know, January 1st, or are we going by Greenwich Mean Time, or what do we... How do they determine
that? Yeah, they can't think in terms that aren't like the dollar, like, oh, it's... You know, the first sector or whatever they call their crap.
Well, with the standard, like, government markets, with the regulated marketplaces, like stocks... There's a certain schedule on
the
which...
The beginning of the fiscal year.
Well, no, they do a weekly thing where it's like, it opens at, you know, like 9 a.m. on Monday and closes at 5 o'clock on, or 4:30 or whenever the hell it is. I don't pay close attention to the stock market.
And it's Eastern time.
Yeah, Eastern time. And if it's overnight, there's no trading going on. You know, if it... And the same thing's true with, like, the Federal Reserve. You can't send a wire transfer after, you know, 5 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, and at some banks, they won't let you do it after 2 o'clock.
But Bitcoin doesn't stop.
Right. Ever. Correct. It's 24 hours a day. There is no time off. Doesn't matter if it's the middle of Christmas. Bitcoin is trading. People all over the world are buying and selling it.
So I suspect they're just using January the
1st. Yeah, they're just picking some arbitrary date and saying, oh, it's so bad.
What? Well, it did dip below $40,000 for the first time since September, oh no, putting it on pace for its worst start to a year since the earliest days of the digital alternative to money. The original cryptocurrency bounced off the lows of the day after falling as much as 6%. Oh, that's so unheard of for Bitcoin.
Bitcoin can do that in 5 minutes.
It absolutely can.
And it could come back 10 more percent 10 minutes later.
The senior financial markets analyst at Citi Index said, it has been a pretty shocking start to 2022. There's a lot going on. We know that Bitcoin is volatile. But even for Bitcoin, we're seeing some really big moves.
Yeah. Really?
6%.
I mean, I'm looking here in just the last week, and I see a down of, you know, not quite 10%.
I mean,
this is standard issue Bitcoin.
Yeah, this is totally normal.
Right.
No one who's, you know, interested in Bitcoin and passionate about Bitcoin is even remotely shocked to see a decrease in 6%.
Yeah, that quote sounded like somebody who either just made something up to sound smart.
Right.
Well, they're the senior financial markets analyst at Citi Index, so they're all about the status quo and the current financial system and stock trading and all of that. So any chance they get to say, oh, God, Bitcoin's doing terribly,
right. They're
going to jump on
trash the competition.
Using their terms to try to apply it to Bitcoin.
Yeah,
it's off to a shocking start.
Saying that it's below $40,000 or that it dipped below $40,000, that's meaningless.
And it did. I think that was today. It dropped a little bit below $40,000. Good for the people that were able to buy it below $40,000.
Yeah, but as I understand, it's already back above $40,000. So.
Yeah, I don't think it lasted more than a few hours. Sorry, 5 minutes. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The current Omicron COVID surge includes many breakthrough cases, which involve people who have been vaccinated testing positive. Studies are showing that breakthrough cases are more prevalent and coming at a higher rate with the Omicron variant. This as people that have had breakthrough cases tend to have fewer symptoms and milder ones than those who were unvaccinated. Regarding people dying from COVID-19, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says a good number of the people that have died from COVID had comorbidities.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really these are people who were unwell to begin with.
President Biden set to give a voting rights speech in Georgia on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News. A Republican member of Congress says he will not cooperate with the January 6th Commission.
After being removed from the mostly partisan January 6th Commission by Democrat Nancy Pelosi, Representative Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, said Sunday he will not cooperate with the January 6th Select Committee. Representative Scott Perry, the Republican from Pennsylvania last month, called the committee illegitimate. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Today is known as Black Monday in the NFL, the 24 hours after the playoffs when losing coaches and GMs get their pink slips. The Minnesota Vikings have parted ways with their general manager and head coach, the Miami Dolphins firing their coach after three seasons, and the Chicago Bears firing Matt Nagy and GM Ryan Pace after the team went 6-11. Denver Broncos coach Vic Fangio fired on Sunday as well. More firings also expected later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria. Of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. We are, by the way, raising funds for Give Directly. It is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. They locate recipients who are in need, and they use mobile money to send them cash, no strings attached. And in the last decade, they've delivered over $400 million to over a million people, and research shows that giving cash to people living in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away that are choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, we agree with you, and that's why we're going to match your donations to Give Directly up to a total of $30,000. So if you want to help out some needy families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya, please go to give.freetalklive.com, and you can help out there. Once again, that's give.freetalklive.com. We were just kind of talking about Bitcoin a little bit and the recent price dropping. It has dropped down from an all-time high of $68,000 and change in November to now just over $40,000 today. And, of course, the haters are using that as an excuse to once again attack cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, even though
it's pretty par for the course. Yeah, I mean, that's what we expect. Anytime Bitcoin goes down, they say it's dead. And anytime it goes up, they say it's a bubble.
Yet there's still a $1.9 trillion market cap when it comes to the whole of what are counted 16,616 currencies over at CoinMarketCap.com, worth, again, nearly $2 trillion. So for someone to look at that kind of value and say, oh, that's just temporary, is pretty ridiculous.
So NFTs are temporary. And, I mean, the idea is behind...
Non-fungible tokens?
Yes, the idea behind NFTs is, you know, solid for things like verifying that you own a piece of actual physical property, using it as sort of a deeding system for actual real property. That's probably fine, but the...
Or even unreal property, like in the new video game universes where lots of land is selling for millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ever since I found out that the you are all you own can just... disappear. I just don't see how it makes sense online.
The NFTs? No, those don't make any sense. For the most part, they don't make any sense.
Well, yeah, but if you own digital metaverse land, that'd have to be pointed at by a URL, right?
No, it wouldn't be a URL. A URL is just a web location. So in the case of the people that have JPEGs or graphics online, those are hosted on a web server somewhere, and the URL points to that. But as far as the land that is being sold in these online universe, metaverse things.
Facebook owns that. And
well,
they're the ones who say,
They're not selling the land. But the ones that are decentralized are up for sale. So there's Decentraland, and then there's another one that is not coming to mind right now. But
so,
those aren't URLs. They're within a system. They're within, you know, whatever this program is that they have, this Decentraland program. And it just says, oh, well, you know, plot of land at... marker X by Y by Z, you know, this digital location in this digital universe. I mean, it could all go away, Bonnie, if somebody turns the server off at some point. So, I mean, it could just get shut down. But I presume that there's some level of decentralization involved in a, you know, in a group called Decentraland. And so I would hope that all that data exists, you know, in more than one place. So if something happens to server A, that server backup version, you know, is put back online. There's certainly millions of dollars at stake. So I don't think that all the people that are essentially stakeholders in this Decentraland are going to want to see their thing fail. So it's probably going to be around.
I just kind of see myself buying one of these plot of lands.
Oh, God, no.
Not based on what I've seen
of
these.
But you can't see yourself spending time there, so that's why
right.
you wouldn't want to buy it.
But, I mean, if they had something compelling, something that was actually like a video game where I could spend time there and do interesting things, that would be cool. But virtual skee ball with a torso? No thanks, dude. I'm good. I'd rather play the NES, honestly, from 1986.
You don't want to go to the virtual Ariana Grande concert that just sounds like they literally played the studio version of her song and had a torso of her there?
I'd rather kill myself than watch Ariana Grande virtually. Yes.
Well, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, Bonnie, because it's part of this story that I have here tonight about the metaverse, which, again, just keeps getting pimped by... all this mainstream media out there.
They do this every time VR comes up. They're like, oh, it's the big thing now. And it's going to crash and burn. Just like, I mean, they did the same thing with the 3D movies a number of years ago. They're like,
yeah,
this is it. It's here to stay. The technology's finally here.
Gone. I mean, there's still a few movies coming out, I think, that are 3D.
Dune was in 3D.
Was it?
I thought so.
Okay.
Yeah, they did a showing of the 3D version here at the Keen Cinema. I didn't go to it, but...
yeah, for whatever reason, at Keen Cinemas, they're only doing... if there's a 3D movie that comes out, they literally do two showings in 3D, and then the next week there's none.
Hmm.
And that's it.
Is it more expensive for them to do it?
I don't know.
And, I mean, their traffic's so low, it seems like you could just show up and be like, hey, I'll give you an extra $5.
Flip it into 3D.
Yeah. Can we watch this in 3D? I mean, it's all the same to them, right? You're probably the only person there to see the movie, so...
It's sad, but it's absolutely true. But no, I get what you're saying, Arya. You're pointing out that a decade ago, when Avatar came out, more than a decade, 2009, I think, when Avatar came out and kind of brought about the relaunch of 3D movies, which, of course, also happened in, what, the 50s and then the 80s, and because remember, like, the blue and red glasses that they had once upon a time for 3D? So, like, there were different... like, there's been different iterations iterations of 3D movies. So the most recent one in 2009, there was all the talk about this is going to bring theaters back. It's going to, you know, kill home movies, and people are going to go back out to see movies again.
Which is not really true. My projector will do 3D movies, but I can't watch any because they don't release any 3D movies onto any streaming platforms or anything. Yeah. So,
Do you have the glasses?
No, because you can't get a movie in 3D to watch at home, so it's pointless.
You could probably pull up cool visuals to look at if you got the glasses.
Maybe so.
That's probably true.
But I kind of feel like it's different this time because
you're right that it's being pimped harder.
It's heavy. I mean, it's almost every single day there's some sort of mainstream media piece pimping the metaverse as though it's the future of everything. So before, no one was trying to tell you that you were going to get VR glasses and do anything besides, you know, shoot, you know, other kids in Halo or whatever we're talking, whatever video game of the moment happens to be in 3D. I mean, that was what 3D glasses were put out there for in the 90s when there was like the Lawnmower Man came out and there was really early looking kind of virtual reality back then. Of course, it never came to fruition. That didn't even come close to a consumer level kind of product. It was just in development and people were talking about it. And then, you know, come, what was it, 2011, 2013, somewhere in that range, we started to hear about Oculus, and we started to hear about some of these, you know, these other ones that were out there. The tech was finally there. It was finally, like, not too...
It was it had reached a point where it was tolerable.
I mean, still some people are going to puke because the way the motion feels for them is just really weird and they can't handle it. So for some people, it's completely intolerable. But I guess for enough people, it was tolerable enough to say, all right, well, we can make this a mass market product now. It's not, you know, the thing's kind of heavy, but it's not going to, you know, you can still play it for a couple hours and probably you'll be fine. So they came out with it. But no one was saying this was going to be the world-changing technology. It wasn't pimped that way. It was like, ooh, this is really awesome. Just think about the future uses for this. Like, oh, we're going to use this in the operating room to, you know, do operations on people or something. Like, there were certain like, kind of industrial applications that were being thrown out there for virtual reality.
So a bit beyond, like, surgeon simulator type of thing.
Yeah, but to actually, like, I don't know. I guess I don't know if it was just for training or to actually do surgeries or something like that. I don't remember all the details. But
I just pulled them up to see what they look like on Facebook Metaverse. Why wouldn't they put legs? Just doesn't seem that hard.
I think it's just lazy
they
programming.
Look no better than the Miis from Wii.
I think that was the exact analogy I used.
What is Wii?
You know, Wii, Nintendo Wii.
Oh, that. Okay. More coming up here in moments. We'll continue here. We'll get into the latest pimping of the metaverse. And are you excited? Does anyone care about this? Call us up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join us, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to Ellen Blanchard, who is a Free Talk Live supporter in the AMPS program. We just started this thing a few months ago to replace our old AMP system, which we had to blow up due to technical difficulties, and also at the same time, our credit card processor deciding they no longer wanted to be our credit card processor, and they're not going to tell us why. Supposed, you know, risk, I guess, was the allegation, even though no one has ever said anything, you know, alleged that we committed fraud against any of our customers or anything like that. I suspect it has to do with the FBI investigation into the show.
I would assume that.
It's just speculation on my part. But the folks over at Patreon are willing to work with us, at least for now. So we've got a Patreon over at amps.freetalklive.com, and that's what Ellen joined as a gold-level supporter of AMPS. So you can join over there at amps.freetalklive.com. Gold means she's doing $10 a month. We only ask for $5. Really appreciate the support, Ellen, and thank you to the other 70-plus people who are on board over at amps.freetalklive.com. We're going to continue on in the metaverse. Continues to be pimped. Billions upon billions of dollars are being pumped into this concept by companies like Facebook. Oh, they've changed their name now. It's Meta. And also Microsoft and other big tech companies who you could totally trust. But first up, it's Sydney in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey,
I didn't want to call. I didn't want to talk specifically about the metaverse,
okay.
But I wanted to tell everybody about Mark Edge being on the show yesterday in case people missed that.
Yeah, Mark, our former, I guess he's not our former co-host. He still is technically a co-host, but he hasn't been on the air for 6 months, roughly. several months since I got out of jail, basically. He and I are not allowed to talk. Well, technically, he's not banned from talking to me. I'm just banned from talking to him. So I guess if he wanted to send me, you know, a note or something like that, that's probably legal. But if I were to acknowledge receipt of the note or in any way communicate back to him, they would put me in a jail cell for violation of some really ridiculous bail conditions that I'm under here in the Crypto 6 case. So I had to actually sequester myself upstairs in the... So I was in the building, but I was in a different part of the building while he was here, which is just a ridiculous situation to be in with someone who I...
That's so ridiculous. It was a good show. I was very surprised Mark didn't bash the Free State Project too much.
Oh, good. I was really concerned that he was going to draw that out for like 3 hours or something, but luckily he wasn't running the show, so ultimately the captain, I think, got to decide what the topics were last night.
Yeah, there was one thing that he said. Like, he said that if I'm not hosting Free Talk Live, I have no reason to be in New Hampshire. That kind of stuck out for me. And another thing...
Well, that's unfortunately, that's just Mark's attitude, and that's the way it's been for him since he moved here. You know, the reality of Mark is that he is not an activist like the rest of us are. He moved here because the show moved. If I had not moved Free Talk Live to New Hampshire, he never would have moved to New Hampshire. He will go where the show is, basically, because he just wants to be on the air. He wants to be behind a microphone. He wants people to hear his opinions, and this is the best way that he can do that. So that's why he essentially followed me to New Hampshire, and that's why he lived here as long as he did. And as he's pointed out, if he can't be sitting here in the studio doing the show, then he'll go somewhere else.
Yeah. Another moment that stuck out for me was he almost defended property taxes by saying that sort of that they kept things in order, that they gave sort of people the ability to keep others in check. He used derelict property as a way to try to justify property taxes, that then the government could sort of get that property into the way that other people want that property to be. I guess he backed down from it when Captain kind of asked him, are you really standing up for property taxes? And then he kind of backed down from it. But yeah, there was that moment. I definitely suggest people check it out. And another thing that he kind of ended with was that he thought that Free Talk Live was a great way for people to call in and kind of ask libertarian questions. Like, that might be the best use for Free Talk Live. And I really agree with that. So I wanted to just segue really quick about the property taxes and sort of New Hampshire exiting possibly exiting the United States. Mm. What would happen to all the property that the United States federal government owns, like the interstates? Would those have to be purchased, like the value assessed, and then the...
Well, that's an excellent question. I got to say the interstates are probably the easiest question to answer, because I don't know if they really own them. I mean, if there's something...
They were paid for by New Hampshire, weren't they?
Well, certainly taxpayers paid for them, number one. But secondly, New Hampshire is the one that the New Hampshire state government is the organization responsible for keeping those roads up to, you know, to spec. It's not the U.S. federal government that sends a road crew, you know, up to New Hampshire to work on I-95 or whatever it is on the East Coast. So that just doesn't, you know, to me, that's pretty obvious. Like, you don't get any money for this. We've been spending however many millions of dollars on upkeeping your roads, so they're now our roads. But the bigger question is, what about the White Mountain National Park? That's a humongous federally owned park in northern New Hampshire. What about, there's apparently like some sort of an Air Force base, I guess, out on the East Coast over by the seacoast.
Well,
what about
we
that?
Know from history that attempting to kick them off the federal government, off of land belonging to one of the states, doesn't end well.
Yeah.
So I think the best course of action would probably be to just start sending them a yearly bill. They'll never pay it.
Like a rent?
Yeah. They'll never pay it, but you're making it clear to them that, hey, this doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The last little kind of twist is, I've heard you guys kind of suggest open borders.
Sure.
Would they be able to own property in New Hampshire? Could they come in and buy property? Would
Who's they
be an entity that would be allowed to, the federal government, yeah.
If somebody has property they want to sell to them, sure.
Yeah, like an Apple, for example, could come in and buy a building for offices. Let's say if they wanted to run their business in New Hampshire, could the federal government do such a thing? I'm just curious.
Yeah, I think it would just depend, right? So ultimately, the federal government's just another corporation. And
the federal government owning a building in New Hampshire, I don't think that would make it federal land all of a sudden. Like,
well, they would see it that way, right? Like, when you go on the post office property, they don't want you to carry a weapon, for instance. And, you know, you might get arrested for it if they find out that you're...
Yeah, but right now we're part of the Fed. I mean, the federal... The United States.
I mean, ultimately...
If we weren't part of the United States, they couldn't just say, oh, I bought this building and now this land it's on is... The United States.
I think
right?
There's some things that could be acceptable and other things that wouldn't. So, for instance, I wouldn't want a federal prison here. I wouldn't want the federal courts here because they don't have jurisdiction anymore after we have, you know, declared independence. On the other hand, if the post office wants to keep operating here, okay. You know, I mean, that's fine. There are mostly privatized federal bureaucracy that, for the most part, isn't out there destroying people's lives. They do have a police department inside the post office, so I mean, I'm not necessarily happy with that aspect of it. But again, if they don't have any law enforcement jurisdiction here anymore, and all they want to do is, you know, sell stamps. And
as long as they can't say that they're the only ones who are allowed to do whatever, like other people would have to be able to
offer services. Yeah, that's a good point, Bonnie, because right now in the U.S., the Postal Service has a monopoly on first-class mail.
I bet they'd just die out after a while.
Probably, but they wouldn't have that in a free New Hampshire. So I think it would just depend, Sydney, on, you know, what the people of New Hampshire and their elected representatives, so-called, would want to allow.
Yeah, I think we do have to remember it's not going to immediately go to, like, a libertarian paradise.
No.
It's going to be replaced by a government of New Hampshire, the representatives that are there existing in New Hampshire right now.
Correct.
If it even goes through. So it's interesting questions, and thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you, Sydney. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. And that is an interesting question, and as far as the Air Force base is concerned, obviously they're going to, you know, want to keep that. And I think you're right, Aria. The best thing that you could do in that case would be to say, all right, well, this is worth something to us, so we don't want to have a war. We don't want to
not end well.
Yeah, we don't want to have a fight, but you know, you should pay us if you're going to be operating a military base in our property.
And, I mean, it's not like a military base in New Hampshire would be used to launch attacks in the Middle East or something like that. So
that's
far
true.
As it would be used primarily for defensive purposes and training and things like that. So as far as objectionable uses in the military, it's not a big enough deal to be like, oh, no, you have to get this out of here.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, if they were killing people actively, then that would completely change the situation.
And, I mean, they are. You could make the argument that that Air Force base is part of the same apparatus that is building Air Force bases that are killing people in the Middle East. But at a certain point, you just have to pick your battles when it comes to the government.
But the rest of the federal agencies that are ruining people's lives, like the FBI and the DEA, they're out.
Yes.
They're not welcome here. We're an independent nation. In the same way, the FBI does not legally operate in, you know, Great Britain. It does not legally operate in, you know, Madagascar. It should not be operating in New Hampshire, in the nation, the free nation of New Hampshire.
And if New Hampshire declares independence, it won't be.
You mean when New Hampshire declares independence?
That's better.
Now, whether it'll be this year or not, that is really ultimately the question. If it's not this year, I want it on the ballot every 2 years. Every time there's a statewide ballot. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.